Now, if you're not familiar with the class, and I've got to admit, I certainly wasn't. I think I just went to high school too long ago. Food technology is a branch of food science taught in high schools, deals with the processes that are used to create food. Now, it's often the favourite class of many. It gives them a reason to overeat on biscuits and other delicious food, kind of the way we treated home economics back in the day. But one Sydney high school teacher is trying to change the game and add a bit more when it comes to the subject. 2SER producer Lily Curtis has this report.
It's more than likely that at some point in your life, you've probably heard about veganism. And you probably know someone who eats this way. There's also a chance that you are familiar with the much-loved secondary school subject, food technology. But what happens when you combine the two of them? Stephanie Boyce is a Sydney-based secondary food technology teacher and a long-term vegan. She discovered veganism when she was working as an apprentice chef.
I suppose when I sort of really started discovering more about it was when I was actually at uni. Once again, I was working as a chef, and the uni that I went to, it's the Seventh-day Adventist University, and part of their sort of practice is that they are vegetarian. And then with that as well, there were actually quite a lot of students who were also vegan. And given that I was in charge of actually preparing food for the students, I just started looking more into it, looking more so for the health benefits of it. But also it was just, for me, it was a bit of a challenge. I guess being a chef, I was just looking for a different way or a different method of cooking, a different outlet for creativity. So my initial reason for going vegan was mainly because I was bored of what I was eating.
After initially becoming vegan to challenge herself, Stephanie embraced the ethical and environmental reasons behind the lifestyle.
The ethics side of it came first. I think deep down I've always had that mindset. And I think as much as people sort of give vegans a bad reputation, or, you know, they think that we're this, that or the other, I think deep down everyone has that sort of that morality. It just depends on whether or not you can make the connection between what's on your plate and what you're eating to that love or that compassion that I think all of us do have for animals. I mean, some of it gets lost along the way, but I think deep down, nobody really wants to intentionally cause harm to animals. So it was the ethics that came first. And then as soon as I discovered the sort of environmental impact of animal agriculture, for me that sort of just cemented it, because I've always been a very logical person, and it's always very difficult to explain yourself from an emotional perspective. And for me, that's what the ethical side of it is, because not everyone agrees with you on ethics, but what people can't really debate is facts. And the facts are that animal agriculture is incredibly destructive to our environment in multiple ways.
Working as a food tech teacher, Stephanie still has to handle animal products as part of the school curriculum. She believes that there should be a shift in perspective that allows people to have an honest conversation about where food comes from and how it's produced.
Now, in our society, we pride ourselves on being open and honest, and all of those are very, very sort of held to a high virtue. But as soon as you try to discuss with people the truth behind what's on their plate, suddenly nobody wants to talk about it. It's a very strange sort of almost, I don't want to use the word hypocritical, but, you know, the same values that we hold people to high regard are sort of in some ways the opposite when it comes to discussing animal products.
Currently, many students in Australia are preparing for their HSC examinations. These exams include trial papers, which are part of the food technology curriculum.
One of the extended responses was a 15-mark question solely about the preparation and cooking techniques for vegetables. So I had a little bit of a laugh to myself through that, and I really hope that my students sort of thanked me for showing them all of the very delicious vegan food that I've subtly implemented into their curriculum over the last few years.
Stephanie hopes to continue to encourage young people to challenge their norms and be inquisitive about the food they eat. Lily Curtis, 2SER.
That was high school food technology teacher and, of course, a vegan, Stephanie Boyce, chatting with our producer, Lily Curtis.